Vosavasho gedi b'chelav imo. The Torah tells us three times about the prohibition of cooking milk and meat together. So the Chazal learned out there are three isurim. There's actually cooking the milk and meat, there's eating the milk and meat, and it's getting benefit. So the Gemara in Mefarshim Shulchan Aruch point out that this is when it's basar b'chalav da'oraisa, when you have milk and meat, which is da'oraisa, so then you have three, you have the issur of cooking, eating, and getting hana. However, if it's only basar b'chalav d'rabanan, let's say we paskin chicken and milk is only d'rabanan. It's a machlokas about basar chaya, like a deer, we paskin it's only d'rabanan. So when we have a hecha timsa, where cooking the basar b'chalav is only an issur d'rabanan, basar b'chalav mid'rabanan, so then it's still usher to eat, but it's mutter to cook and it's mutter to get benefit. In fact, that was the shaila. They asked when you're in a, there was a observant Jew drafted to the army and he's supposed to be a chef. I mean, obviously, if you have no option, if it's pikuach nefesh, you got to do what you got to do. But assuming you have an option, can you not be the chef? Obviously, they're cooking treif. But for non-Jews, there might be some Jews, but it's a non-Jewish army. So could I cook basar b'chalav for non-Jews? So if it's basar b'chalav d'oraisa, so then we get into hana. It'll be hana problem. If it's basar b'chalav d'rabanan, so then there's room, then it's mutter to cook. You just can't, you can't eat it. And they go into derech bishul asra Torah. It's only if it's cooked in a normal way. If it's, let's say, so kovish kamavushal, other reasons is only drabanan. So that goes to Basho Gadi Bakalavimo. There's a further discussion. They say Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, the Dovid Meirat Sharim, Rav Moshe, all had different shayas, but Rav Moshe Soloveitchik was asked, what about in a lab cooking basar b'chalav? If you, in other words, in a hecha timsa where the food's not even edible, it's impossible. We'll see, some make a distinction between impossible to be eaten versus unlikely to be eaten. But let's say in a case where it's poisoned, you can't eat the thing, but you have to, in order for the scientific experiment, so then they say in the name of Rav Moshe Soloveitchik, based on a Rambam, the Kesef Mishnah, the Rambam, that if you, as the premise to being Mako on all these similar shilas are, if you assume, what's the ikkar? Is the ikkar the bishul or is the ikkar the achila? It always writes, go savasho gedi. So the Kesef Mishnah learns in the Rambam, the main concern is the achila. It's bishul that's going to lead to the achila. And a hecha timsa, there's no concern of eating. Really eating, if cooking is the main thing, so what's the difference what you're cooking for? It's the esem isser of cooking. But if you assume, like the Kesef Mishnah and the Rambam, that it's only an Issur d'Rabbanan. In other words, if the Ikar is the eating, not the cooking, in a case where it's not Roi L'Achila, so then there's room to be Mekel. Those are different discussions in the Poskim. So we know, as a general rule, so there's Halacha Basar B'Chalav, and it means you can, in other words, if I cook meat in this pot, and it's within 24 hours, it's Ben Yomo, so I can't cook dairy in the pot. We assume it still has taste in the pot, and unless it's Shishim, unless it's nullified. But generally speaking, we assume if you cook milk in a meat pot ben yomo, then it's a problem. What about a meat pot or a dairy pot that hasn't been used for 24 hours and you want to use the other one? So then, minatore, after 24 hours, it's no sin tam lefgam and you could use it. However, we paskin, the Gemara talks about, we atu eno benyomo atu eno, or eno benyomo atu benyomo. In other words, we're concerned that if we permit you to use a pot after 24 hours, you're gonna forget which one it was used for, or you're gonna end up using it less than 24 hours. So therefore, we assume that we don't. That's why we have two dishes, two we have milk and meat. Because even though it's after 24 hours and min haTorah it's good, we're concerned gzeira, we're concerned you're going to mix up an eino ben yomo with a ben yomo. So in fact, the shitas hara'ah, Rav Aaron Halevi, a descendant of Baal Amor, who writes that he only had one set of dishes. He didn't accept this gzeira. What do you mean he didn't accept the gzeira? That's the way we paskin. So, in fact, the Talmidim of the Ra'ah said, we know you're right, but still, everyone, no one follows the shita, so therefore, why don't you? He says, Emes is Emes. I'm going to go with it. What is his shita? His shita is only when it's Isura Bola. Then we make a Gzera, Eino Ben Yomo, Alts Ben Yomo. But if it's Hetera Bola, we don't make this distinction. So therefore, that's our minute, clearly. We accept Gzera, and therefore, even something that in the Torah is Mutter, a pot after 24 hours. You know, B'di'evi, the food might be okay, but we don't L'chadchila use. We don't cook dairy in a meat pot, and we don't cook meat in a dairy pot. And we have separate pots, but the Ra'ah, that was his shita. And even though we don't paskin like the Ra'ah, by Rabbi Kiva Eger and others use it, this is one sniff to be mako in other cases, in terms of, because there's the Ra'ah, there's different kuas in different areas, so... In a case where, let's say, because we have a principle, an earthenware vessel cannot be, agola doesn't work, you need liban. So let's say you have a earthenware, a china utensil that became treif. So therefore, it's going to be treif. You have to do liban. The problem is doing liban on china. So, according to the Ra'ah, it's not a problem. It's after 24 hours. It's not an issue. We don't paskin like the Ra'ah. And then the Rebbe Akiva Eger quotes a Yerushalmi. There's a Bala Eter. The Torah quotes about Hagola three times. Based on Yerushalmi, that since we're only talking about a Bliya Drabana and Klau, so they have to really mean our Torah, it's Mutter. So after 24 hours, if you do Hagola three times, so therefore we assume, or the Baal Itter assume, again, we don't have Paskin that way either. And then all things Miku, and then that's based on Yerushalmi, and there's a Chacham Svi, who talks about by wine, you have to wait a year. It's still a Shevach after 24 hours. So after a year, he writes that you could do Hagolah three times. And perhaps even, maybe even a Kli Cheres, and some would say after a year, there's nothing left. But so Rabbi Akiva Eger would use all these things as a sniff to be mako, but generally we assume only b'shas adchak we rely on them, but we assume that you need two sets of dishes, not like the Ra'ah, and we just use and we use the Bala Itter about Hagola three times after 24 hours on a Bliya Drabanan. And sometimes we use the Chacham Svi. After a year, there's no bliyas at all, and perhaps you don't need anything. So the Rabbi Akiva Eger was going to say, if you do Hagolah three times, so you have the Ra'ah to rely on, you have the Baal Itter who says, after 24 hours, and you have the Chacham Svi who says after a year you don't need anything. So in a certain situation, he said, maybe it was a Kli Cheres, which is treif, so then we'll make it to do Hagolah three times. Some point out that today perhaps the Kli Cheres isn't what the Gemara is talking about. The Kli Cheres is more like flower pots. That the time doesn't get out, but our china today is glazed, so it gets into like how much glaze, but is it a majority glaze, a little bit, but some want to claim it's only glazed today, so the upper glaze is like a glaze is like the status of glass, and perhaps it's not a problem at all as well. And getting back, so that's what about basa b'chol of the rice. So therefore, if you cook in a pot, if you cook in a ben yomo pot, so it ain't no ben yomo pot, obviously it's not treif. Maybe it's only midrabanan. What about if you cook in a ben yomo pot? So is that considered another rice or drabanan? So again, that gets into whether you assume today, as some claim, that the type of metal we have today, it's not boleya stainless steel. It's even better than glass. But, that's a machlokas among the poskim on if the tam inside the pot. So many assume that would be basar v'chol of daraisa. Others might claim it's drabanan, but so it is. If it's basar v'chol of daraisa, so then it's usher Bisho, Achila, and Hana. If it's Basar v'chol of Drabanan, you'd be allowed to cook and get Hana, but you wouldn't be permitted to eat it. So you have to know what's considered Basar v'chol of Daraisa and what's considered Basar v'chol of Drabanan.